Kof Beis Ador, Friday the 16th of March, Rabbi Yaakov Ehrentroy, Segulas Shabbos.
Says in this week's Sadra, Sheishes Yomim Tase Melocha, Bayoim Ashvi Yelachem Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbosoin Lashem. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Rab Chanina Me'atef Vekoi Apanya Demale Shabbos. He put on his talis, or he put on his begodim, on Erev Shabbos, Oma Boyu Veneitze Likras Shabbos Hamalko. Let us go and welcome Shabbos the Queen. Rabbi Yanai Lovish Monei Male Shabbos. V'oma boi chalo, boi chalo. And he said, come, kalo. Vaistois, that they were Makabul Shabbos, they welcomed the Shabbos as Shabbos came in, or before Shabbos came in. We all know a state. We say the Chodoidi in Kabbalah Shabbos. Let's read out a little bit. Perhaps we say it and we don't even appreciate what we're saying. Estet likras Shabbos lechu v'neilcho kihi mekoya habrocha. Let us come and welcome the Shabbos, because Shabbos is the mekoya of all brochas. A person wants to know, what is the Makoya of Brochas the whole week? What is that? That is Shabbos. A person who keeps Shabbos, that is the Makoya of all Brochas the whole week till the next Shabbos. Let me say over a Gemara in Shabbos. Kol hama'ane gesa Shabbos. Somebody who is ma'anik Shabbos, Oynek Shabbos, noisnim loy nachalo b'li metzorim. We give him nachalo without any gvul. There is no gvul to the type of nachalo he's going to get because he is ma'anek the Shabbos. So you might turn round and say, are we all not ma'anek the Shabbos? Do we all not have nice food on Shabbos? We'll have a rest on Shabbos. We'll go and go for a walk on Shabbos. They say a marshal, there was once a father who was marrying off one of his children. So he said to one of his older children, come to the chasna, whatever you do in my honor, I'll repay you. That means you might have to buy yourself a suit and a this and a that. Whatever you do in my honor, I'll pay you. And he says, bring your younger brother with as well. The younger brother wasn't so fortunate to have Panosa like him, bring him with. So they came to the chasna, and he spent plenty of money, you know, a nice new hat, with a new pair of shoes and everything, and he came to the chasna, and he was waiting for the father to pay. And the father didn't pay. So he said to him at the end, he lost a little bit of pay, he said, Tata, I thought you promised me all my expenses, you're going to pay? Sokta, no, you didn't understand. I said, whatever you'll do in my honor. Sokta, didn't I do it in your honor? Sokta, tell me, I'll tell you. How much did you pay for your suit? Oh, he says, £300. Your younger brother, who hasn't got so much money, you bought him a suit. How much did you pay for that one? Sokta, £120, £130. Sokta, you didn't do that in my honor. If you would have done it in my honor, you would have bought him the same caliber suit as you bought for yourself. Sokta, you did that in your own honor. That's not what I promised to pay for. Kol ha ma'aneg es ha-Shabbos. Somebody who is ma'aneg the Shabbos. He eats nice things because that is covered for Shabbos. He puts on nice begodim, because that is covered for Shabbos. Kol ha-ma'aneg es ha-Shabbos. If you'll be ma'aneg the Shabbos, noisnim lecho nachlo b'li metzorim. But you've got to do it l'covered Shabbos, Not you do it to covet yourself. If you do it to covet Shabbos, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give you reward b'li metzorim. There is no gvul. Why? Because you've done it towards Shabbos. Then we go on and we say, Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha Kumi Tzei Mitoich HaFeicho Rav Loch Sheves Be'emek HaBocha. I don't know if you've ever thought, a person lives through a week, he can at times feel he's going through a ganze mapech, a ganze tumul, you know, not everything works the way he wants, and he feels he's in a mapech, and perhaps, unfortunately, he gets down to Neymar Kabuchu. Sometimes he'll have moments in the week where perhaps he let down a few tears. Zok the Baal HaChodoidi, you know the Baal HaChodoidi was Rav Shlomo Alkovich. He lived in the days of the Arizal and the Rav Yosef Cairo. He says, Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha Kumi Tzei Mitoich HaFeicho. How do you get out of this HaFeicho? How do you get out of this tumul? That a person frequently lives in a tumul and things happen in a vatin ganzen fatumult. And perhaps sometimes he's down to name Kabocha. Keep Shabbos. Be Ma'anek Shabbos. Be Mechabed Shabbos. That will take you out of your Hafecho. It will take you out of your Eime Kabocha. And then we go on, Isnavi, Meyofa, Kumi. Some people feel, in good English they say, down in the dumps. Down in the dumps is what we call Isnavi Meufa. Down in this, down to the offer. Kum Shabbos. We give you an eitzah how to get rid of that. Kumi livshi bigdei sifate chami. If you know what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is the day which can take you out from all your problems. And then we say, his oireri, kumi oiri. His oireri means wake up. You know, some people are fast asleep with their eyes open. They're fast asleep. They don't appreciate the opportunities the Ribbono Shel Olam gives them. They don't appreciate what Shabbos is all about. They don't understand that Shabbos can take them out from all their problems if they know what it means to be Ma'anek Shabbos, if they know what it means to be Mechabed Shabbos, if they appreciate the Kedusha of Shabbos. And after that, we say the boy b'sholoi materes ba'alo, gam b'simcho b'tzoholo, toichemune amskula boy ichalo. Imagine standing under the chuppah, welcoming a color which is forthcoming. A chosen standing underneath the chuppah, and he goes, as I state, you go a few steps to meet your color as she comes under the chuppah. That's how we're supposed to treat Shabbos Amalka. State in Chazal, Shabbos Taina to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I haven't got a partner. Zot Ribbono Shel Olam, Klal Yisrael is your partner. If we treat Shabbos Kodesh, we treat it like a queen. We treat it like a color. We welcome it. We sit there and wait. That is what Shabbos is all about. Let me tell you a little story. Years ago, many years ago, the Queen once came past Gateshead. Don't remember, many, many years ago during the war, and she was going to go past the trading estate Gateshead. I don't know if you know what that is. There was a little boy who had parents in the continent, and they couldn't get out. And this little boy wanted to go and get his... What should he do? So he heard the Queen's coming. So he hid in the trading estate overnight between the bushes. Don't know how old this little boy was. He wasn't that old. And he had a little piece of paper in his hand. And when the Queen came past, he rushed out and handed her, or the person next to her, a piece of paper. helped me to get my parents out of Germany. Well, a ganzer Tummel. And the queen got the parents out of Germany. And they, as they said, he used to get Dorton biscuits from the Buckingham Palace after that. What do I mean? If you know what it means, a queen, that the queen has got a power. Has got the power to do what you want. That's how we have to look at Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is a day. It is Boi Chalo, Boi Chalo. It is the color of Knesset Yisrael. If we know how to be Mechabed that color. If we know how to be Ma'aneg that color. It is a day which can pull us out from lots and lots of tzoras that a person might have. The Torah starts in Hilchos Shabbos, Kol ha-ma'aneg es ha-shabbos nois nimloi mish'alois liboi. Somebody who is ma'aneg Shabbos, as we said before, is not ma'aneg himself. He's doing it because it is the Heilige Shabbos. The Torah starts, nois nimloi mish'alois liboi. We give him all he wants. You know, let me give you a dogma. Tzadik Bula here. Let's imagine a tzadik kommt in Stutt. Everybody runs for a brocha. Avada ze darf sein. No question about it. You can line up. I don't know how long till you get to the person to give you a brocha. Very important and very choshuv. But a person has forgotten. He's got that opportunity every Erev Shabbos. He's got that opportunity by Zichinstub. What does he have to do? Nothing more. Kol ha-ma'aneg es ha-Shabbos. When you have a tish, a Shabbos dika tish, it's got to be a Shabbos dika tish. You want nois nimloi kol mishalos liboi? Depends what kind of a tish you fear. You know, Rav Shach, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, he had problems with one of his children, whichever, whatever. So he once said, you know why that came? I was too busy learning and I didn't sing Zmiras properly at the tish. I was busy, Rav Shach, licked in Lannan, Rambams, Gemaras, Tesefters, whatever it was. And the Zmiras got a bit pushed aside. So that was my punishment. That was my punishment. Kol ha-ma'aneg es ha-Shabbos. How do I sit at the Shabbos table? Do I sit at the Shabbos table, mazik the little Zmiras, perhaps mazok the little board? Now somebody said once, gut gesagt, don't look at a little vort in the middle of Lechud Doidin, just about get a halba vort out to go and say at the table. Spend a few minutes beforehand, take a sefer and have a look at a little vort. It's not the type of tish you sit at with a hamidia. Might be very nice, but it's not kol ha-ma'aneg es ha-Shabbos. You want nois nimloi mishalois liboi. You've got to have a Shabbos dikatish. You've got to do everything possible. Lekovet Shabbos. Then you can daven to the Ribbono shel Olam. Nois nimloi kol mishalois liboi. Don't know if you appreciate what it means. You know, everybody davens for something. And if he doesn't daven for lots of things, he zichad davens for some things. But he forgets the opportunity he's got. Got the gewaltige opportunity. Prava ha-Shabbos dika tish. Prava ha-Shabbos dika afternoon. Avada ha-maskim steht in Remo. Somebody who rests every day should rest on Shabbos as well. That's only Shabbos maskim. Of a person wants proper Shabbos, besides having a rest, besides eating nicely, Melant a few words as well. This, that all that belongs to an Oynik Shabbos. You know, the Chofetz Chaim says, we say in Zmiris, Kol Mekadesh Shvi Koroyuloi, Kol Shoyme Shabbos Kados Mechaloloi, Schoroi Have Meroid Al Pipolo, Ishal Machadeh Vishal. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, you get different targets in Kovet Shabbos. You get Kol Mekadesh Shvi Koroyuloi. You get people who are Mekadesh. They make it holy. Koroyuloi. In all ways which is royal. That means perfect. In being Mekadesh Shvi in a perfect manner. So you get people Koshoyme Shabbos Mechaloloi. His daga is, he's not Mechal Shabbos. Chas v'sholom. Wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. You know, the Chofetz Chaim says, person wants to be careful in Hilchos Shabbos, so they better fold his arms and keep them folded. To be, so be, you know, after that, that's not any Shabbos. That's not any Shabbos. You know, hands sitting there with your arms folded because you then do a malacha. So the Chofetz Chaim, whatever you're going to do, everybody gets reward according to the way he keeps Shabbos. A person who's shoyme Shabbos mechaloloi chas v'sholem to do a melacha, he'll get reward as well. Aba kol mekadesh shvi koroyuloi. A person who is mekadesh shvi, he keeps Shabbos the way he should keep Shabbos. He knows what Oynik Shabbos is. He knows he's not Ma'anik himself. He does it Lekovet Shabbos. That's called Mekadesh Vi Koroyuloi. His scha will be gewaldig. Why? Because he's not just not Mechal Shabbos. Who'd be Mechal Shabbos? He's Mekadesh Vi Koroyuloi. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Om Aloi Kaiser le Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Mipnei ma tafshil she Shabbos reichoi noidif. You know, you smell the Shabbos dika cholent, or whatever you eat, the bonen zupo, or the cholent, whichever it is, it's got a gewaldige smell. It smells beautiful. Sok the Kaiser, to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, what do you put in? What is the ingredients that makes it so nice smelling? Oh my Lord, tavlin echod yesh lonu, v'shabbos shemoy. We've got a special ingredient called Shabbos. We put it into the tavshil, and that's why it smells so nice. So the Kaiser said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, ten lonu emenu, perhaps you'll let me also have some. Zok Rabbi Yeshua, kol ha-shoyme Shabbos moyen loy, shein ha-shoyme Shabbos ein ha-moyen loy. Somebody who keeps Shabbos, he'll have a beautiful smelling food. In other words, the shef ha-brocha, the geshmak that a person can have in life, that comes from being a shoyme Shabbos. Somebody who's not a shoyme Shabbos, how do you expect it to help? Zokta Mashal, beautiful pshat. Zokta Milan Zroim, there is a curb called Sheves. There's a Yerek called Sheves. You'll have a look when you learn Zroim. So the Kaiser understood it was a herb called Sheves. So he said, will you give it to me? Zokta Mashal, the answer is, it's not a herb called Sheves. It's a day called Shabbos. It's a day called Shabbos. Somebody who keeps Shabbos. Can you imagine? Somebody who keeps Shabbos. That geshmak that you sometimes smell when you have something sweet smelling or something geshmak smelling. That comes from Kedusha Shabbos. How a person is Ma'anik Shabbos. How a person is Mekadesh Shabbos, Mechabed Shabbos. That is the geshmak that he's going to have during that week till the next till the next Shabbos, in accordance to the amount he puts, effort he puts into Shabbos. To make it a richtige oinig Shabbos, according to that, it will have ashpo on the whole week. Let me tell you over a little story. The story goes like this. There was a couple once, Nebuch didn't have children for a long time, and at a later age, with Nisei Nisim, they got a child, Nisei Nisim, and the child grew up to a certain age, and suddenly the child became ill. Came ill, and he was dangerously ill. So you know what you do. You go to, in those days, they went to the Grosser Professors. The Grosser Professors happened to be in Wien. So they went from Mir to Wien to go and meet the Grosser Professors. What can they do? Have they got an Eitzer? And the professor said, they gave up. They said, they've got no Eitzer. And you should know, he has limited days to go. That means, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, what does a doctor know? Al Pi Derech HaTeva, he has only a few days to live. And that was the only child they had, and they were very upset, and they were ready to go back to Mir. Go back home. What should we do? The doctor says, that's it. They were on the way, and somebody met them. And they could see they were upset, so he asked them, what's going on? So they told him. So he said, listen, you're going back to Mir. Topping on the way to the Saba Kadisha, Chofetz Chaim. Go past Radin. See what the Chofetz Chaim could do. You know, a tzaddik can care about you. You know, one day, Abu Chatzera, the tzaddik Livrocha, he never knew who the stipler was. He was a different type of an oilam. One day he said to one of his stipler, who is Rav Kanievsky? A tumult de himmel. That means in Shemayim is tumult there, because of the tfilis of his. He says, who is that? He didn't know. He did know. There is a tzaddik was tumult de himmel in Oyu. A tzaddik has a koyach. He has got a koyach over the bria, like, now is not the time to talk about it. It's all our beautiful Chaim HaKudosh. How a tzaddik has a koyach over the bria, kemat vidribonishim. So they went to the Chofetz Chaim in Radin. The Chofetz Chaim was already a very old man. And he said, what do you want me to do? In my youth, when I was younger, somebody came to me. I used to daven for them, and they got him. You know, he used to cover up his gadlus. And he used to say, go to Yenet Tzadik Dorten, when he was or not, in Yenet Shtetl, and ask him for a bracha. He covered up his tzidkas, and in the meantime, he davened for him, and the fellow went, and he got a bracha, and he didn't realize it was the Chofetz Chaim who davened for him. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, I haven't got the koch anymore. Bishna alti yit, I'm schwach. I can't fast anymore, it's dangerous. Any rate, the Yidden are lost Nishnok. She's not going to take that answer. So, she insisted a little bit more that the Chofetz Chaim should do something for her. Suddenly, the Chofetz Chaim gets up, and he says to her, if you're Makabal, two Kabbalists, your child will get better. Two Kabbalists, promise me you will keep two things that I'm going to tell you what to keep. And then I'll promise you the child will get better. The person wants to know a little bit what Koyach HaFeira is. What does it mean you've got a tzaddik who is able to promise you, you do this and I'll promise you that child which the doctors have given up is going to have a refuah shleima. Just think a moment what the koyach haTorah is. What does it mean somebody is sitting and learning? What does it mean, I've got a shir at night, and I sit and I learn for whatever time it is, and I machshiv that kriyas, and I stick on and hold on to that kriyas? What does it mean, the koyach ha-Torah? Anyway, let's go on. Zogt de Chofetz Chaim, number one. She thought already, Ve'er beis, what the Chofetz Chaim is going to tell me to do. But I've got no answer. I have no answer. Whatever you tell me, I'm going to do. Zogt de Chofetz Chaim, I'll tell you what to do. Friday afternoon, when it gets to Chatzos, put the tablecloth on the table and get the neighbors ready to cook the chips. Second thing he said, when it comes to Hadlokas HaNeiros, don't do any Melochas anymore. Sit there and welcome the incoming chips. So Avada, she said, Avada, she'll keep it. And Pile Kloim, by the time she got back to Mir, the child was already getting better. And eventually the child recuperated. And the child was gesund again. If a person wants to understand, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean putting on azah poshut azah? Anybody can do and everybody can do. What's it, the grace azah? It means I'm welcoming the Shabbos. You know, some people fall into Shabbos. Fall into Shabbos means when it comes to the last minute, they just about put their jacket and their hat on and just about manage to get into shul just about achveisvos. That's very nice and very choshev. I'd call that kol shema Shabbos mechalala. A person wants to know, what does it mean to welcome the Shabbos group? Imagine the queen would come past. How people would go and stand there waiting. Stand there in honor of the queen. If a person knows what Shabbos Malkus is all about. If a person understands, what do I have to do? I don't have to do any grace of mitzvah. I don't have to change my whole lifestyle. Put the tablecloth on nicely at Chatzos. Get the candles ready nicely. When Shabbos comes, welcome the Shabbos. Be ready for Shabbos. And when Shabbos comes, I'm just there for a few seconds thinking I'm welcoming the Shabbos Malkus. That's what we say. I can tell you stories. They say stories of this nature, not just from the Chofetz Chaim. Somebody never had a lot of tzuvos. One of his children were married and back home again. He had a daughter, and she couldn't find the shidduch properly, and they were really down. You know, the matzav ruach was down. So one day the fellow went to shir, and he heard at the shir that the Magid Shir was telling him the school of Shabbos, be ready for Shabbos 5 minutes earlier. Don't fall into Shabbos. If Shabbos is 5:52, be ready at 5:47. Be ready 5 minutes earlier. Think for half a minute. When you're saying Lechu Doidi, what are the schoolers of Shabbos? What does it mean that if I keep Shabbos, I can get out of my hapecho? Kum itzi'i mitoich hapecho. Everybody comes to a stage somewhere where he feels a fatumut. He's got a problem. And in unfortunate cases, he might be behind a kabocha for a few seconds. He doesn't know which way to turn. You know which way to turn. It's over, it's over. Wake up a little bit. Wake up a little bit. And have a look at that opportunity you've got in front of you. What is that opportunity? That opportunity is Shabbos Kodesh. If you're Ma'aneg the Shabbos. If you're Mechabed the Shabbos. You can get away from all your problems according to the amount you're ma'aniv that Shabbos. The Shloa Kudish says, what's it mean? Shovas vayinofash. Vayle nefesh o avudo she'ena manegas ha-Shabbos. So the vayinofash is oy vay. To whom? Oy vay to a person who doesn't appreciate what the opportunity he's got with Shabbos. He doesn't understand. He goes through life where the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a gewaltige Yeshua. He gave him a Yeshua with which can take him away from most of all his problems. And he goes through life with his eyes closed, fast asleep, and doesn't appreciate Zokta Shloa Kudosh. Vayle nefesh o avudo she'ena manegas ha-Shabbos kavoyedo. Vay to a person who doesn't appreciate the opportunities the Ribbono Shel Olam has got. Ribbono Shel Olam gave you a color, gave you a queen, gave you an opportunity that once every week he will be able to give you that which will take you out from any problems that you might have and give you a week which mamash, which is reichoy noiduv, a week which is geshmak, a sweet smelling week, a week where everything you do will go down very, very geshmak. I think that's all bichlal sheishes yomim tase melocho obayoyim hashvi yelachem kodesh. Shabbos is a holy day. Shabbos is a holy day, a day if you know how to look after the Kiddush of Shabbos. If you know what it means, that when I say Lechodoidi, I'll say it with a little bit more kavuna, and I'll have a look at every posuk there. Everything, every time, the Sheen, the Lamed, the Mem, the Hay, the type of bracha I get from Shabbos. And how when I turn round at Boish, B'Sholem, I'm going to welcome the Shabbos. Not stam, turn round then, I don't know what, but I'm going to welcome the Shabbos. That is our limit. That is our chizuk. May the Ribbono Shel Olam help us. We should be zoicha to be ma'aneg the Shabbos, and then we'll surely be zoicha to the promise of the tour, that Noislim Loi Mishalos Libeinu, he will give us all that we really want, Yeshua's Vene Chomos Vene Malchus.